You didn't. No. Sure. Yeah. We're gonna do some without notes.
Well, I got mine.
Oh, you know?
Every note of all these mandolin solos is carefully written out. I get them from the Mandolin Cafe.
Yes, anyway.
Got a lot of friends here tonight. Artie and Harriet Rose.
Yeah.
Jay and Mary Ceballos. Martha Stern, and of course I got two of my three kids here, Monroe and Jillian. We love you. This is a tune I just decided to try and learn to sing. This was on the first bluegrass record that I ever heard, way back around 1961 or so. It was on Folkways. It was produced by Mike Seeger. It's called Mountain Music Bluegrass Style. And I would go home tonight and get on Amazon.com and get the CD, you know, right there. Or even on your iPhone during intermission. But this is a song, and I mentioned it to Del, because it was done on that record by a very obscure bluegrass artist named Bob Baker. And turned out Del knew Bob Baker.
Yeah, Baltimore.
Baltimore, yeah.
And he played with Bob Baker, was the lead singer for Marvin Howe and the Franklin County Boys. I knew y'all knew who that is. And I played a little bit of guitar with Marvin after Bob quit, and just before I came with Bill Monroe, I told Bill I had never played guitar, but he didn't know the difference, you see. But I didn't want to play guitar. I wanted to play the banjo. That's what I wanted to do ever since I was 9 years old.
I want you to bring your banjo on.
Oh, I'm too stiff. See, these things don't work too good no more.
You can work on them.
Well, I'll practice if you'll help me.
Another banjo duet. Jerry and I did together. The Sweet Sunny Sound, if we did that.
Yeah.
I got a lot of banjos, man.
How's that?
It's a good one. But anyhow, this is...
Sing us one day.
Yeah, this is called The Snow Dove.